CliffCentral.com.
People seem to think that business is all about profit. And as future CEOs, we think it's a little bit more than that. As you've just seen, we visited Sun City 450, where we try to draw parallels between cross-country motorsport racing and business.
What Luby isn't telling you is that, well, actually in cross-country motorsport, it's incredibly difficult to finish, let alone finish first and win. And we wanted to bring that out in the conversation, which we did with some incredible leaders. We hope you enjoy this conversation. Luby, you're looking fantastic in all of your racing memorabilia. It's good to be with you here.
It's so good to be back. Future CEOs out of studio for a change, right here at Sun City 450. And once again, but not this time, my partner in crime, Terrence March, has buddied up with two other fantastic people that entrepreneurs really have to listen to.
Well, of course, before we go anywhere, we must tell everyone what the show is about.
Correct.
So, I mean, if you can say, yes, I'm a future CEO, well, what does that mean? An office that you want to leave and occupy a bigger office, well, then you're a future CEO.
Yes.
Of course, if you are a young entrepreneur who's trying to grow their business, you're a future CEO. And so this show is for you. And we've got some fantastic guests here to our left who have had a bit of an adventure. Should we get them to introduce themselves and then find out about the adventure?
I think let's start off, and it'll be fitting, with the CEO of Redline Motorsports, Terrence Marsh. How are you, Terrence?
All is good, Snips. All is good.
You missed me today.
I missed you today.
How was the racing?
Yeah, it was hot, eh? It was a hot day in the northwest, but a good day. You know, you've been in the office before. It's a very small office environment, but it is an open plan office environment.
Yeah.
I was blessed to share it with two different people over the last 2 days.
Yes.
And it was just one big adventure, as you're well aware.
I'm so glad you're with us on Future CEOs. Blessed. Really much in the seat of the navigators, guys. Hi,
yes.
Welcome to Future CEOs. Let's start with you, Justin. Please introduce yourself to our Future CEO community.
So, yeah. Justin Hume, I'm the director for marketing at Samsung Electronics in South Africa. So this was completely out of my
brand new experience.
Yeah.
Brand new.
We love it.
So you know, the only thing I think we had in common is that we have open plan offices. Yeah. to link it up. But what a day, what a rush, and the Terrence and the Red Lines team, it was spectacular.
We'll talk more about that experience later. Calvin, welcome to the show.
I think one of the red line guys said it best. You know, they've asked someone that writes and drives to read and navigate.
Yes.
Completely turned my world upside down, but it's been one amazing experience.
No, never mind turning your world upside down. You've also had your marbles shaken around quite a lot. That's what I hear happens in these cars, right?
Yeah, no, it's been complete a fish out of water experience, because there's so much trust involved. I consider myself an okay driver, but when you get someone like Terrence who's on a different level,
sure. Yeah.
And you've just got to trust in their abilities, and it definitely worked out. I think we're happy with the result.
Well, to place third, the podium position, I think it worked out pretty well. But today, what's our show about?
So what we are doing here is we're trying to find the parallels between racing, sitting in that car, hurtling at 200 k's an hour, and business. And there are definitely parallels that we can find. Before we go into the parallels, Terrence, let's just quickly talk about Red Line Motorsport. So you've been around for a long time doing this. This is not your first, second, or 10th rodeo. This is well into your career. Where does Red Line come into that career, though? Because you started with racing before that, of course.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting one. The journey is one more business oriented. So we really have a business called Red Line Media.
Okay.
Which is a media business, and something we've been involved in for years. Motorsport has always just been a passion.
Mm.
And a couple of years ago, I decided to turn a passion into a business.
And we
officiated, if you want, Red Line Motorsport. So we manufacture cars for Dakar. We compete in the national championship. We move around the world servicing the cars that we sell. We sell parts for those particular cars. We provide technical services. We look after the guys in the Dakar. We were at the Silkway Rally in Russia. This year, we go to China next week. We've been to Saudi Arabia. I think
fantastic.
11 different countries this year.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm.
If ever there was a business.
Exactly. So that's your background. Then there's a really diversity here. So let's play with that diversity and let's start talking parallels. I think the first thing that happens in a car like this is you must feel some power. The acceleration, is that accurate? What do you guys first feel when you're in this car? And let's draw a parallel between that and some business.
There's definitely a lot of sensation, not necessarily something you're used to, especially if you're in a desk-bound job. But
sure.
I've had a lot more time than Justin to think about this since I had my stint yesterday. I think the biggest parallel is almost an antithesis of micromanaging. You know, wow. You understand the concept of micromanaging. This is a total opposite. Mm. This is the best team environment you can imagine. This is a case of everyone has a part to play. No one's trying to be more important than the other person.
Wow.
And at the same time, no one can do the job without the other one's trust. So, you know, Terrence is a hell of a driver, but even, I mean, amateur as I am, if I've given him the wrong instructions, we're going to end up on our roof.
Yeah.
Same thing with him. He, you know, he's left to do his job and trust me in doing mine, and the other way around as well. So it's not a case of him trying to, you know, give me instruction. It's with all his experience and wealth of experience, relying on someone that's quite new to it, based around, you know, aptitude and skills.
Yep.
Even if it was London in the afternoon, it was there, and we picked it up, and I think we made it work.
No, fantastic. Justin, I'm assuming your experience is similar?
Very similar. I think trust is the number one thing that comes out of it in that regard. But something that Terrence and I were chatting about on the way back was this notion of focus, right? You know, we had a goal. We had corner after corner setting the car for each phase in that. And I think particularly in the business world today, there's so much to distract us, so much to going on. And we're trying to multitask. And so we end up doing maybe 10% of 100 things as opposed to just really nailing it and doing it well.
I like that.
And I think it comes down to part of the discussion around discipline and preparation. And,
yes.
You know, Terrence didn't just throw us into the car today and say, hey, let's go drive, you know?
Yeah.
It was about,
thank heavens, I guess. Eh?
Go do it. And talking about micromanagement, it wasn't, it gave you the basics and then said, okay, but now that's your job. Now you go figure this out and make it work. So I think we shared that the pressure over the week leading into this started to build, you know, in the sense of, hang on a second, it's, you know, I can do this to, ooh, you know, it's kind of up to me and how this plays out.
Now, I just want to go to Terrence very quickly because you've got all this experience, then you've got these novice or potentially maybe rookie co-pilots, navigators next to you. I mean, there's still an interesting trust dynamic that happens in that situation.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing that we've learned over the last 3 years with this celebrity and corporate program is that we train the guys. So as long as we train and prepare them properly,
good point.
As Justin
I like this
said,
point.
Once I did the training and the preparation with them, they knew what they needed to do. So at the end of the day, they arrived on the day and they did what they needed to do, we would be fine.
Mm.
So you've got to get a point where you empower people. So
yes.
We've given them everything they need to do the job. We've empowered them.
I like it too.
And then on the particular day, they've got to, as Justin says, you've got to man up and say, but, you know.
Mm.
For me, I must add that it's I commend these guys more than anything else because, for you know, to go and sit in a racing car in an environment that we're in and you're doing 160 kilometers in the bush and you're in an environment you've never been before, It's a massive set that's required to make that decision. Take yourself right out of your comfort zone. And for all the sports people that we've dealt with and the corporates themselves, that's what differentiates them.
Mm.
They take themselves out of their comfort zone. They're prepared to take on challenges like this. You know, otherwise, they just stay in the norm. And for me, I commend them because that's braver than anything I did.
Hubie, listen to all these gems.
They're
coming out.
It.
I hope everyone's listening and writing down.
I tell you the lessons we learn from cross-country motocross racing. Next parallel, and I like this one, mechanical failure, punctures, going through into another car at some point.
So hold on, are you talking from experience? Experience, yes, because you've been in the car.
Let's try and put that into a parallel of business. So mechanical failure, you either end up finishing the race or not finishing the race. You either get your act together and correct that puncture and continue the race, or you let that make you not finish the race. Let's try and put mechanical failures in a race that you did today into a business concept. Let's look at you, Justin. I know you're in tech space, but let's try and put that together.
So I think, fortunately today we had a very reliable car, almost right till the end, and it goes from there. But again, something we were discussing is that, and I think it's in business, is that you simply don't know all the variables. You don't know all
yes.
the factors
nice,
that are
nice
coming
point.
At you.
Yes.
And it's that notion of play the cards you've been dealt because that's what's in front of you and go with that. And, there's this adage that has really caught me of late, which is kind of going, done is better than perfect. And so often we want to get so prepared, have all the variables there and what have you. Just got to do it.
Done is better than perfect. I like
just
that.
Just go get
really,
it
really, really nice. So going from this idea of done is better than perfect, Calvin, in your career, you must have had a couple of instances where you try to get it perfect, but that means you didn't get done. Anything coming to you off the top of your head, maybe?
The nature of my job is basically trying to maximize results out of a bunch of variables, which is what today was. So sometimes it's organizing cars, photo shoots, whatever, and you've got this impression of the best case scenario, and you don't always, you know, get everything falls into place necessarily. So you kind of take what you've got at the end of the day and do your best with that, and that's worked well for me. They say, you know, luck is preparation meeting opportunity.
Yeah,
that's
very
literally
nice.
The environment we've been playing in for the whole weekend. I was shown how to, you know, take the tires off and, you know, the whole job, but inside I was praying like this is about to happen. And we got lucky in that neither of us had to do that, but we were prepared for it.
Yeah.
Just like we were prepared for a GPS failure or, you know, what happens in the interplay between the book and the GPS and odors and everything else. So we were prepared. Whether or not we needed to use those skills, we went in there with the tools we needed.
Mm, very, very nice. Terence, you were saying the race just goes on no matter what. A few thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think in business, and I was sharing it with Justin and Calvin, you know, if I sit in my CEO's chair and during the course of the week, it's no different than my racing chair.
Mm.
You know, there's a start, whether it's the start of the day or the start of the week, and things are going to happen around you and there are variables, but you've got to keep moving, you've got to keep going. And in the racing cars, that is, there's going to be mistakes along the way. You don't have time to think about mistakes. You have to cover ground, and if you don't, someone else is going to cover ground.
Sure.
So we have competitors in racing, you have competitors in business. So it's about making decisions, it's about moving on, it's about covering ground.
No, I like it.
That's very much the parallels for me. You know, I think
my
seat during the week is not a hell of a lot different. I should be buckling into both.
I like the way you put that, buckling into both, which really speaks to how fast they must be going.
Yep.
A business to watch.
Let's talk about the technology of racing. I think that the sport, Terence, is moving at such a fast pace. Globalization of the sport. I think it being a 21st century love for a lot of people, introducing it into different spaces, GPSs, different technology, just upping their game just to keep track of what's going on in the motocross industry. What do you think in your space, the tech guy, Samsung, the racing of technology racing, I actually love how it's actually a simile in the same sense. What is that in your space? What does that mean in business?
Well, firstly, just bring it back one second. Our worlds actually did meet in this event itself. So smartphones, right? Everybody's got one. We all want it there. There's a fantastic app called Rally Safe out there, which is great.
Interesting.
Yeah, my wife, my friends, you know, they weren't there. They couldn't follow all 400 kilometers of the event in that, but they sat the track. They were like, you know, look how much time they're making. Look who's catching them. Here's what's going on. So I think technology as an opportunity to bring something that, you know, a sport that at speeds, you're racing out there in the bush to everybody effectively. That's just one part about it. And I think we had a lot of fun tracking ourselves and whatever you through the day on that side there. But Sydney, you know, in terms of talking about it, is that there's competitors. Competitors drive you. Competitors push you. But you've got to have your own strategy. And you've got to go in there with that strategy. You can't always be responsive. You've got to be aware. And I think, you know, if we looked at that, our strategy, if we were simply responsive, would have been to go faster, as opposed to say, well, how do we had our strategy of car management, of how that needs to play out and the consistency of that. And you stick to that and then you go for it. So the other one, seeing that we're throwing away some little metaphors and what have you, is, you know, you also look at it and you say, well, if there's a competitor in front of me and there's the wall, there's the tree, there's whatever, what do I focus on? I don't focus on the competitor. I focus on the gap.
Sure.
And we were looking for those opportunities. And I think that's what business does as well.
Well, you know, if I jump in there quickly, a very, very interesting stat over the course of the weekend. So we had 127 kilometers to do on a loop on Friday with Kelvin, 127 kilometers to do with Justin, that same loop on Saturday. Same car, similar conditions, both trained the same way. Both of the guys finished in the exact same minutes.
Oh,
so
wow.
1 hour and 39 minutes with a couple of seconds to do 127 Ks.
Mm.
The execution of 127 kilometers it was exactly the same to get in the same minute.
That is very incredible. That is very impressive. Very impressive.
That is incredible.
I want us to just look at technology from another perspective, if I can, for a moment. Because although technology comes into a picture, the fundamentals stay the same. And that really happens in a business environment as well. Yes, no. Calvin, you're nodding, so I like the fact that you'd agree with me.
it's again
of top car.
It's adaptability again, and you know, technologies. I mean, print media, and you're not going to be able to stay there comfortably with the world and your readership moving online.
Sure.
So there's a whole new world out there online. So it's your videos, your social media, internet sites, and so on. And if you're gonna have your head in the sand and just trust in what's gone before, you're not gonna get anywhere. You've got to be dynamic. You've got to see what everyone else is doing, and you know make the necessary adjustments in order to be competitive.
Embrace the change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Embrace the change.
I think.
All right, you know, we're running out of time. I'm always the guy that has to call time, unfortunately. Maybe that makes me a navigator. Or what does that make me? Gentlemen, let's just go around the paddock, the pit area.
Pit.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Yes.
And just give us a gem, a gem for our future CEOs community. They're listening, they're eager, they're hungry. Terence, you want to start?
Yeah, I think for me it's very simple. From a racing perspective, racing for me, the parallel with life is things change all the time.
Sure.
And you have to adapt.
Yeah.
You cannot adapt, you won't survive. It is that simple. It teaches us, because the conditions around us are changing all the time, whether they're mechanical, whether it's the terrain that we're in, whether it's the weather conditions, it's forever changing.
Mm.
And the sooner you learn to adapt, the better chance you have. It's that simple.
Very, very nice. Justin?
I think it's picking up on that. So don't beat yourself up over failure. You're going to be making a wrong call. You're going to be making something wrong. But adapt back to it. Get back on course, you know. Know what your purpose and your direction is that you're heading in, and stay true to that.
Fantastic. No, thank you. Finally, Calvin.
Yeah, I reckon good preparation is just as important as a good plan.
Mm.
And we all go there with something in mind, but conditions change. And you've done your homework, you should be able to adapt, you should be able to perform.
Make sure your wheels are on the car. I think that's what I'm hearing. Okay, you have to give us a gem to end off.
Well, I know that the bug bit me hard. I don't know about our editor-in-chief of Top Car, Calvin Fisher, and Samsung marketing director, Justin Hume. I hope you guys will be back, because I definitely will. And thank you so much to friend, partner, mentor, and renegade, CEO of Redlined Motorsports, Terence March.
All right, so let me end off then by simply saying, guys, if you're listening, if you're watching, keep your hands on the wheel. Right? That's where we'll end off. Kluby, what did you think of that?
I loved it, Gareth. I loved it.
So did I. And we hope that you did as well. If you would like to have similar content to this, please go to futureceos.com. That's future-ceos.com, where you'll be able to download our weekly podcasts and similar content.
Future CEOs, where we catalyze, amplify, advocate entrepreneurship.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. Cliffcentral.com.